Just coming up to 11 minutes past eight on this Friday morning. Every Giant Will Fall Rain Collective here on Inspirational Breakfast. Hello, good morning to you. Well, it's Give Thanks Friday. Just after seven, I read this one out, but I said I'd try and remember to do it again because it fits better here, actually. This is Mary who says, I'd like to give thanks to God for his goodness and to always remember his benefits. Mary, we bless you for sending that in, and I'm sure others will be reflecting on God's goodness to them as well. Do get your Give Thanks Friday contributions to me here at Premier Christian Radio. Now, I wonder if you knew this, that there is now a Barbie doll which has hearing aids. Yeah, it's been endorsed by the EastEnders and Strictly actress Rose Ailing Ellis, and it's hoped it will help deaf children to feel more included in society as they grow up. Well, with us now here on Inspirational Breakfast is Fiona Gosden, who's worked with the Christian disability charity Through the Roof and who has experience of working with disabled children. It's lovely to have you with us, Fiona. Good morning to you. What do you make of this new doll?
Morning. So as a disabled person, a wheelchair user, I believe it's so important for children to be able to see themselves represented in the toys that they play with.
So do you see that there ought to be all sorts of different variations of Barbie with different needs that are expressed in each one?
Yes, so I've seen that there are Barbies with prosthetic limbs. There's also Barbies in wheelchairs. And I think what is really important in having these inclusive toys is that it normalizes disability, particularly from a young age. So I used to be a primary school teacher, and I remember going into a school that had toys. It was actually Barbies in wheelchairs that I saw, and also books including disabled characters. And I really think that there were less stares and less questions at that school. And I think that's because disability is being normalized into everyday play and socializing.
It's been, I guess, something that's gone on for generations, probably ever since the beginning of the human race, Fiona. But children like to make fun of people who are different, don't they? What disadvantages did you have when you were growing up?
Yeah, so I think it's important to remember that usually if children are making fun of disabled people, that there is curiosity. And I think this is another reason why it's important to have inclusive toys, because children are curious. I actually made a decision to welcome questions from children, and there is a place for that. So I feel that if disability awareness is done well for children, they feel that their questions are welcome, their curiosity is okay. But as we normalise disability, there will be less questions.
It can maybe, am I right here, it can be particularly hard for deaf children to feel included because maybe their hair covers their ears and they've got hearing aids in order to help them to be able to cope. It doesn't help, does it, when children can't see the disability of another child?
I think there are more challenges for invisible disability. As well as there being challenges for mental health and neurodiversity, and it's really important that children have education on disability and how it can be invisible as well, and something that I'm celebrating, Through the Roof for celebrating at the moment, is Disability Awareness Sunday is coming up on the 18th of September. And Through the Roof have put together a really helpful resource pack to support churches in choosing any Sunday coming up in September that works for them as a church to get disability spoken about and make sure that more disabled people feel included in the church.
And how's your experience of church been over the years in terms of people coping well with the disabilities that you and others have had?
It's been variable. I've found that although a Sunday can be very accessible, I've not been able to attend prayer meetings during the week. That has been a big challenge for me. I feel that every time the church has gathering outside of Sunday and also online material needs to be developed so that it's including disabled people. And the best way I think for this is to ask disabled people. So Through the Roof have roof breakers. We were just celebrating 500 actually recently. And they are individuals or teams in churches or ministries who listen to disabled people to enable inclusion. And a way to ensure that the church is accessible, because it is a challenge. There's a lot of disabilities and all churches are different. There are different obstacles. But by having a roof breaker and the roof breaker being able to speak with disabled people and ask them, how can we help you to feel welcome? I feel asking disabled people is the best way.
That's really helpful. And Fiona, thank you so much for sharing. Can I ask you, if you were a bit younger, I mean, maybe still in your single figures, would you be wanting a Barbie doll with hearing aids?
Yes, I was more into sort of making mud pies and things, but I think that I really celebrate these accessible Barbie dolls. They're fantastic.
That's brilliant. Fiona Goslin, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Fiona's worked with the Christian disability charity Through the Roof and has experience of working with disabled children. Before very long here on Premier Christian Radio, it's time for our news review.